In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Over 12,500 pounds of empty water bottles have been recycled through a recycling program at Benton Harbor High School. It's part of the state of Michigan's water giveaway due to the city's lead water crisis. Five trailers of empty water bottles have been processed, and a sixth trailer is currently accepting empty water bottles. More than 12.5 million bottles of free water have been distributed since September of 2021. Residents are being encouraged to take home 33-gallon clear plastic bags from the water distribution site to return empty water bottles at the high school during regular distribution hours. The caps may be left on the bottles, and bottles can be crushed, but they don't need to be in order to be recycled. Only water bottles can be recycled at the site. Plastic bags are also available to be delivered and will be collected during home deliveries. A recent U.S. Environmental Protection Agency study confirms that certified filters, properly installed and maintained, are effective in reducing lead in Benton Harbor's drinking water. The Berrien County Health Department has these filters available free of charge. The Michigan House has approved several spending bills last week, including legislation providing record funding for public education. State Representative Brad Paquette of Berrien Springs took to the House floor to promote the bills that came out of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on K-12 Education, of which he is the chair. He said the spending plan addresses more than traditional classroom instruction.
It brings in immense air support to address mental health needs, with emphasis on supporting the idea of helping kids get plugged into something within their school and or community, whether that be an exercise regimen, sports team, or chess club, whatever. Paving a path for them to allow their skills and talents to be developed in ways that they see actually matter.
Paquette said the bills will also free the state up down the road by paying off pension debt. Yet, the plan opens up the doors to veterans interested in education careers by allowing them to seek support and mentor roles. Also, he said the plan provides funding for school transparency to help reduce hostility at school board meetings. It includes $9,000 for schools for each student. House approval of the plan was mostly partisan, and now negotiations with the governor and the state senate begin. A 39-year-old woman has been struck and killed by a vehicle while trying to cross a road in Ruralton Township in a wheelchair. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department says Emily Rudman was hit about 10:30 p.m. on Saturday in the 4300 block of M139 south of Scottsdale Road. Rudman of Royalton Township nearly was struck by a car heading northbound before she was hit by a southbound vehicle. She was pronounced dead at Spectrum Health Lakeland in St. Joseph. No arrests have been made. The Sheriff's Department says the driver of the vehicle that struck Rudman stopped at the scene and is cooperating with police. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.